Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
8:45 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, hopefully getting some sleep over in Berlin right now. Dylan is behind the glass taking your calls right now for those AC/DC tickets we are giving away. One pair. The number is 404-726-0929. This is for the Power Up Tour. It is August 27th, 2026 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets provided by Live Nation. Tickets are on sale in about an hour and 15 minutes at Ticketmaster.com if you don't get through to Dylan right now. But try your luck, 404-726-0929. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Mike, final thoughts?
I've had a lot of fun today, too, Allie.
I know. There's been quite a debate today of many, many things. Temperatures, apparel, cheating, not cheating, illegal activities.
Yeah.
And a lot of talk about the Falcons as well.
Yes, there has.
I'm curious if there's anything about the game on Sunday that you have not gotten to get off your chest quite yet.
I don't know. I feel like we've covered it front and back. No, I think that they have a great offensive line. I will say I was watching because I used to be a huge fan of their right tackle. His name is Braden Smith. He played at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
He was a really good player at Auburn. He was, if anybody remembers, back when Kerryon Johnson, Auburn beat Georgia and Bama in back-to-back weeks and then therefore got to rematch Georgia in the SEC championship that year in 2017. And that's when Georgia beat them in the SEC championship. Bama and Georgia play again the national title game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. All that to say that I used to pay a lot of attention to Braden Smith, who plays right tackle for Indianapolis. He's in his eighth year in the NFL. I think there's an opportunity there. He's a very good player, don't get me wrong. But I think his style of play lends itself to us if and when we can find some third down opportunities to be able to rush the passer. And I think you got to muddy the water if you're the Atlanta Falcons, specifically on defense. You look at the turnovers that they had 1 week ago leading to the loss. Daniel Jones throws a couple of interceptions. The ball's on the ground a ton. And I say you have to kind of muddy the game up a little bit. I'm wondering what the turf is like over there in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think everybody just – I think we get so caught up in pointing to the X's and O's. Oh, we need to run this play, need to make this decision. Sometimes we tend to forget about things like the ball being slippery or, you know, finding yourself in different situations that really can mean a lot to the outcome of a game like this. But I think there are paths to victory for the Atlanta Falcons. The Colts are obviously a very good football team. I expect, you know, Tyler Warren, the rookie out of Penn State, to be able to get his grabs at the tight end spot. I will be curious as well to see how much Ronnie Harrison plays the linebacker spot, who was obviously slated in for J.D. Bertrand a bunch last week, and they were on the field together at times. So, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of different questions slash conversations that can go along with this game. I think the biggest thing I want to see, and just follow me here, is what does Zane Gonzalez look like as the kicker?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we've talked about him being signed, but I don't think we've actually talked about the on-field product of Zane Gonzalez. I am so ready, and I know that Falcons fans will follow me on this, so ready to put this conversation to bed about the kicker. And we felt so good about Youngway for a long time here in Atlanta, and until we didn't. And then he started costing you games. And then you stuck with him all offseason and said he's going to get right. And he's on air here with Abe Gordon, and he's talking about what he went through the offseason. And it lasted one game. And we're right back there. And we started Parker Romo, and he goes 5 for 5 against Minnesota. And we're feeling great until it didn't. And then we're right back there. Zane Gonzalez, for the love of all things holy, just take this and run with it, dude. He's been around the NFL at times. He's had opportunities that he's let slip, I think. He's stepped in for injured players in the past. Just please, man, if he can just get us to the end of the season and have a respectable percentage on field goals and make all the extra points, we will be eternally grateful.
So I did hear the conversation last week before the Patriots game that was, I hope we're talking about the kicker at the end of this game. I hope this score is close enough that we're talking about the kicker and we're talking about Parker Romo.
Sure.
And when that game happened, I was like, we've been jinxed.
Yes.
So I sincerely hope we're not talking about Zane on Monday.
Yeah, unless it's a game-winning kick, right?
Well, yeah.
And that's the thing, because like I just said, when Parker Romo came in, we were talking about him going 5 of 5.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, oh, this is great, you know. But it also kind of covered up some of the issues we had offensively in that game. It's like, go 5 of 5 on field goals, that's good, but it means you weren't scoring enough touchdowns. And so I think that a lot of it comes down to it. And look, we had a ton of sacks last week. Drake London had 3 touchdowns, and Michael Penix was better through the air. We've got to be, Arch said it, man. We've got to be better on third down. That will lead to a better time possession. Hopefully that says you're doing a lot on ball security and you're getting stops and getting off the field defensively. It's just, I have so many questions about what the immediate future of this team, where it felt like last week we were talking about the kicker, but we felt like we were hanging on by a thread the entire game. Fourth down conversions, 50-50 balls. Let's just start seeing if we can build some momentum in this one against another really, really good football team in the Indianapolis Colts.
Well, I am excited to see what happens. And kick off with you and Bo, 7:30 on Sunday?
7:30, bright and early. That's actually sleeping in for us, though.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, I do want to say congratulations to Colton from Habersham County. Just won the AC/DC tickets again. Available at Ticketmaster.com in about 1 hour and 9 minutes if you want to go see him.
Yep, little Baron Burton's. Put it in the old Z71.
No, don't say it.
Don't say it. Oh, no.
What's wrong with that?
Bro.
Oh, wait.
He's in the... Move on. Okay. He has joined the... We jinxed him. I hope all three of y'all know that. Or all two of y'all. Well, all three of us. We jinxed him.
How so? We were talking...
Yeah. Did we not all get on here 2 weeks ago and talk about how all three of us were in a loner?
That's true.
We did.
And guess what? One person who was not in a loner... has had an issue.
We rubbed off on him.
So the Z71, yeah, man, that hit low.
Cartro was our contagious on the morning show. Good grief.
We got to rise up from here. You know what I mean? No pun intended. We got to rise up.
All right, well, in that case, hard pivot. But shout out to Baron Burton's and all the
Equinox.
Right. Shout out to Baron Burton's and all the great WSauce products out there. Okay. We were fed last night. By we? I mean the Stranger Things community. Stranger Things Day, I talked about it. I mentioned it quickly during the show yesterday when we got started off. Stranger Things Day was yesterday. They always do something big and give us fans a little bit of crumbs as far as the new season. Well, this season, as I told you all yesterday morning, the final season of Stranger Things. What did we get? We got the first 5 minutes of episode 1, and it was glorious. And now, because I'm so tapped into Stranger Things, I watch theory videos from trailers and all that stuff. So I knew what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what the first 5 minutes was already going to be. And it was exactly what I thought it was going to be and heard it was going to be. But it was still glorious.
So,
and I was still very grateful to see it.
I have questions, if you'll allow me.
Yes.
So the big thing, I think the one series that I went through that was like this, Game of Thrones, like there were always all these reactions. There's always small snippets from each of the episodes of Game of Thrones where it's like, oh, you might have missed this.
Yeah.
But you always went back to, there was a bunch of people that, in those reactions, there's a bunch of people that had read the books, the George R.R. Martin,
okay,
Song of Fire and Ice, and all that kind of stuff, and would always have insight. Is that what you're dealing with when you look for things after like a 5 minute snippet? Like, it's not based on books, correct?
No, it's not.
Okay, so it's just straight out writers. So, like, what kind of insight are they giving you when you're reading these things? Are they like, hey, did you notice Beverly?
Yes, I mean, they like in the videos I watch, like the trailer breakdown videos that I watch from various YouTube channels and just people on TikTok or whatever. They just, you know, they point out little Easter eggs, like, you know, if you put this clip together from this shot and you put this shot together, they look like they're, you know, one and the same. And
snap.
If you see they're wearing this and they got this on and this connects, so this is probably what's happening in that entire scene if you try to put all the scenes together. So, no, it was all good. And then, actually, they had a premiere event. It was Tudum by Netflix that put the premiere event on. And they actually, you know, we got to see interviews from all the cast members and the writers. So that was all fun. So it was a very good Stranger Things day yesterday.
Interesting that they released the first 5 minutes. Instead of a trailer, or instead of, you know,
something the trailer's
like that.
Probably already out.
Yeah, sure.
They put out a trailer beforehand.
Just wonder, was there just a normal stopping point? Did they just get to 5 minutes and cut it off, or was there an event that they like after 5 minutes, like the event was there, and they were like, "All right, we're done."
So they had the red car, like they had the interviews and stuff all before they showed the first 5 minutes. The 5 minutes was like the finale of the event.
Okay.
All right, I got one more thing, real quick. I know we gotta get out of here.
All right.
We also got other entertainment news on the movie aspect, and there's something big coming next year as far as a biopic goes.
Let's take it from the top. This is your story. Honor your past. So you wanna be starting soon? And embrace the future. That's what people want.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What?
Yeah.
All right, hit me with it. What we got going on?
You don't know?
You have not heard?
No.
The first trailer for the Michael Jackson biopic, Michael, dropped yesterday.
Huge.
I told y'all how my alarm for years was Michael Jackson.
It looks really good. The dude they got to play Michael Jackson, he's an amazing performer, amazing singer. It looks like from the shots they gave us in the trailer, looks like he's going to be phenomenal in his performance. So I'm very excited to see this.
I told y'all, man, musical biopics, they are undefeated, dude. Yes. Every time one comes out, it's must-see for me.
And we got one coming for the King of Pop.
Ray, Walk the Line, give me all of them.
I'm so curious how far the Michael Jackson one will go.
Me too. I'm I'm curious to see what all avenues
right,
they explore.
Exactly. Exactly.
I almost called his house Candyland instead of Neverland, but you know, it's there.
Same thing. Join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. After each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover, it's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. And that is going to do it for us. For Mike, Bo, over in Germany somewhere, Dylan and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
if you get away with it, it's not cheating. So don't forget that. I kind of screwed that up.
I'm not as good as Squid.
I'm not as good as Squid. You know what? It's okay. We're done.
All right, bye.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.